Does anybody know what LeBron James is doing? I mean, because it would really help to figure out the hell is going on. I mean, a twist here, a turn there. Dog it. I didn't even want to talk about him, but we got to talk about LeBron. If you're not interested in sports, this may not be the one for you. Mama, close your ears. This could get ugly. Welcome to the Last Show podcast, hosted by yours truly, because this may be it. Hit 'em. Going on. This is incredible. Welcome to the show. This Courtney hosting the show. Flying solo today. Actually just got done working out, and I was like, well, let me do what I normally do, which is check Twitter to see if LeBron's made a decision. Still nothing. The hell is LeBron doing? Man, I don't even know where to start with the whole LeBron thing. Like, I want to start with the fact of oh man, they love Akron. Like, let's just start there. His family loves Akron, and I guess that's proof positive that everybody loves somebody. You know, I'm not talking bad about Akron, but everyone just loves somebody. You know, there are some women that they love a fixer upper. Like they don't want a ready-made man. They want a fixer-upper. Yeah, he has a drinking problem and a swift left hook, but I can fix him up, you know. And they love Akron. They love Akron. I mean, if I lived in Miami, I don't know that I would vacation for the summer in Akron. You know, maybe a couple months. Like, my family still lives in Cleveland. I live in Seattle, Washington. When I go to Cleveland a week at a time. Like, that's pretty much where I go. The last time I was in Cleveland for longer than a week, I had no money to leave. So I was there. I was kind of stuck. But it's fun. Your family is there. Everybody's there. It's great. You get to reestablish relate. It's fun. You know, it's fun. But not for an entire summer, you know. But damn, they love Akron. I mean, they love Akron. I don't even think, in case you don't know, which, you know, I don't know why you wouldn't know, LeBron James is an NBA player, but he may leave Miami, and one of the possible destinations is Cleveland. You know, somebody else thinks, oh, the Phoenix, and yeah, I'm not going to talk about Phoenix. If you're a fan of the Phoenix Suns, you know, you can turn the podcast off now. I'm not going to talk about Phoenix because I really don't care. Like, it's not intriguing to see him, you know, run up and down the court with, you know, Gordon Dragic, you know, and the Morrison twins. I'm just not intrigued by that. You know, Houston, I mean, it was nice. I'll talk a little bit about Houston. You know what? I'll talk about Houston now. The great thing about Houston is they've set themselves up to attract free agents based on nothing. Based on nothing. No one wanted to go to Houston. Even though Houston's probably a great city, I've never been there. I read about it. They've won two titles. I mean, they're the last team outside of what? The last team to win back-to-back titles. I mean, there hasn't been that many. I'd say in the last, 20 years? They won back-to-back. And then after that, the Bulls won three in a row. And then after that, I guess the Lakers were the next team to win back-to-back. And then the Heat. So they're in a rarefied era. They one of the top 10 players ever to play in the league. Akeem Olajuwon played there. I mean, they had Akeem, they had Drexler. I mean, they've had Ralph Sampson, I believe, played in Houston. Let me fact check that before I'm out here looking like Brian Windhorst. But I love you, Brian. No, I don't. But yeah, man. But Houston has played itself into this destination, even though they're not a destination. They became the fallback option ever. James Harden didn't want to go to Houston. Dwight Howard didn't want to go to Houston. He went to LA instead of going to Houston. And then somehow Houston got OKC to take Kevin Martin and some garbage, and then they get James Harden, and then Dwight's like, well, I ain't got nowhere to go, and then boom, they get Dwight Howard. Chandler Parsons ends up being good, and now they're going to end up landing either LeBron or Chris Bosh. The hell is Houston doing? The hell is Houston doing? Incredible. So, man, hats off. That's me applauding in the background, by the way. Hats off to Houston. By the way, Ralph Sampson did play for Houston. Hats off to Houston, man, for killing it. I mean, the being the fallback option has never been so good. I mean, they're that dude that's circling the club one last time. You know, hey, let's do one more circle for the road. You know, and you find that girl in the bathroom. You know, anyways. So, start there. Houston, you know, whatever. But I'm going to talk mainly about the Cavaliers and the idea that LeBron would go back. Not necessarily picking Miami, you know, or Cleveland over Miami. I don't really think it's that. I don't get it. What the hell is going on? So let's get this straight. LeBron wants to be, I think, on a good team. I think he wants to be on a good team. So he said at the last press conference, in the NBA Finals, the last press conference, he said, we need to get better at every position. That's what he said. We need to get better at every position. That's what he said. They picked up Shabazz Napier. Oh, I love Shabazz Napier. Meanwhile, Shabazz Napier got his ass kicked in his first summer league game, which is not, you know, but he got his ass kicked. And you best believe when it was Anthony Bennett getting his ass kicked in summer league, people wrote about that. So let's just talk about that. But before I say that, I got to say Anthony Bennett actually never played in summer league because he was injured and not in shape. And he was a number one pick. Shabazz Napier was like the number 26 pick. So it's actually nothing like the situation Anthony Bennett. But I have to deflect the attention off that fraud. So I don't necessarily think it's, but he said they need to get better at every position. But the thing is, LeBron hamstrings your organization because he wants the freedom to move from whatever team. If the team doesn't get better, just like everybody else, just like Carmelo, just like Dwight, just like Kevin Love, just like Dwayne Wade, just like Chris Bosh, you know, just like every superstar in the league, just like Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant wanted to be traded from the Lakers, and he was almost going to be a member of the Chicago Bulls. What was that? That was right before they got Pau Gasol. Kobe wanted to be traded from the Lakers. So everybody, Kevin Garnett, every superstar in the league wants to be on a team that's good. No one wants to lose. And it that goes for everybody in the league. It just so happens that they have so much power. The problem with LeBron is that he's the best player. So when he's on your team and he hasn't committed, it makes it hard for that team to recruit players to play with him. But why would he commit to a team that wasn't already good? So it puts you in this cluster of uncertainty to the point that your organization and your team is stuck in neutral. It's not even stuck in neutral. You know, it's in reverse. Like, it's in reverse because you're losing free agents. I mean, not to say they would have got Martin Gortat or they would have got Kyle Lowry or you know, they would have maybe got Jody Meeks. Not to say that, but the fact that LeBron hasn't committed makes it hard to get anybody. You know, because you're assuming he wants a max salary. So, if he wants max, well, what does Dwayne Wade take? He takes less. What does Chris Bosh take? Okay, he takes it. Well, how much do you have left over? About $10 million. Okay, so if I'm a professional, you come in a meeting with me and I say, well, how much can you pay me? About $5. And then I go up the street and they say, we'll give you $750 right now. I'm going to sign for the $750. I'm not going to wait for you to figure out. And why the hell would I go to Miami if LeBron's not there? So, funny enough, it's the same situation the Cavaliers were in 2010 when he left the Cavaliers. The Cavaliers couldn't add players. They wanted to add Trevor Ariza the year before LeBron's free agency was up. And Trevor Ariza said he didn't come because LeBron wasn't committed to staying. So they lose Trevor. They not even lose. They never had Trevor Ariza, but that's a prime example. They never had him. He leaves. LeBron's waste. The team doesn't get better. He bolts from Miami, and Cleveland's left with Antoine Jameson and Mo Williams, and the fat Baron Davis comes in. Like, all these guys that just can't play, and it hamstrung the Cavaliers. And the only difference with the Cavs is every year they sign guys or traded guys to get make their team better. I mean, that's really the only difference between their situation and the Miami Heat. So now you fast forward it. So LeBron's in Miami and he wants to maybe leave, explore his options, and Cleveland's at the top of the list. Why? Why? Why do you want to leave Miami? Why? You've been to the finals 4 years in a row. Why do you want to leave Miami? I mean, obviously it looks like you can't win the finals if you keep the same team you have. But because you haven't committed, they haven't been able to get better players to make the team more intriguing. So you want to leave Miami. Why? If you just commit to Miami, either way, they could either move on, or maybe they will, hey, say, hey, Chris Bosh has been real, but we don't want to keep you. So why do you want to leave Miami? I just don't get that part of it. What I will say is, when you look at it practically, there are some things that Cleveland has that Miami doesn't have that makes them a potential great team. And I'll tell you more right after this commercial break. This podcast is brought to you by Comedic Pros, where comedy and content get busy, yo. Go to Comedic Pros for all your sports comedy update. And it's written by Courtney Shane Williams, yours truly. Go to Comedic Pros. Check it out. Cleveland has something that Miami doesn't have. Youth. That's the only reason you leave Miami. Youth. That's what Phoenix has. That's what the Rockets have. And that's what Cleveland has. And those seem like the teams that are most intriguing. They all have youth. And it's the gift and the curse of having a great team, is it's very hard to get young. Unless those pieces are committed for a long time. I mean, look at a team like San Antonio, who's been successful for a long time. I mean, they have youth because they've been able to gamble on foreign players and bring youth in that way. Or guys that nobody wanted. You know, Danny Green, he's been cut twice. He comes in. Kawhi Leonard was actually a trade with the Pacers. I don't know what the hell they were doing at the time, but no one thought Kawhi Leonard was going to be what he was. But even Kawhi Leonard wasn't, you know, a lottery pick or anything like that, you know. But they were able to get young through the market inefficiencies, you know. And the Heat have never been that type of organization. Pat Riley has said openly that he's not interested in foreign players. He got burned, you know, one time by a foreign prospect, and he's not interested in foreign players. So if you're the Heat, how do you get younger? You can trade to get younger, but you can't trade any of the big three. Because if you trade the big three, then your title hopes dwindle significantly. So how do you get younger? Trades. But you can't. What are you going to trade? Chalmers, Norris Cole? Maybe they should have traded Chalmers. Maybe they missed that opportunity. Maybe they should have done it. So the Heat decide, you know what? We're just going to sign young guys that are defective to contracts. So they bring in Greg Oden. Does nothing. They bring in Mike Beasley. And they don't play him. And they end up becoming older and older and older. Now, you got Ray Allen, who's on his last leg. He can still shoot. Shane Battier just retired. Greg Oden still not playing. Mike Beasley was only on a 1-year deal. And you have nothing next year. So if you want to find out a reason that LeBron may not want to be in Miami, or may, I think he wants to be in Miami, but a reason he may be skeptical of Miami is because they don't have youth. And you don't know a team, credit to Dan Le Batard, you don't know a team is old until it's too late. And we saw that the Heat were too old in the finals last year, and it may have been too late to keep LeBron and that team together. The Cavaliers, because of their inopportunity, is not even because of their fledgling, I don't even want you to call it, because of their underachieving, the Cavaliers have had two number one picks and like five picks in the top. They've had two number one picks, three number one picks, Kyrie, Anthony Bennett, Andrew Wiggins. In the last 4 years, Kyrie, Andrew Wiggins, Anthony Bennett. They got Tristan Thompson with the number four pick, and I think Deion Waiters with the number four pick. They traded into the lottery, or they traded their pick to get Tyler Zeller, who was also a lottery pick. So now you're talking about seven lottery picks. What is that? That's Kyrie, Bennett, Wiggins, Tristan, Deion Waiters, Zeller. Six lottery picks in the last 4 years. Cleveland's one of the youngest, most talented teams in the league. So if you're LeBron looking in from the outside, okay, I can go to Cleveland, end up making money for going back to Cleveland, and the team is young and they're going to be competitive. And by the time my skills start to dwindle, which is probably in the next 2 years, your skills dwindle. Guys like Kyrie, guys like Wiggins, and even Waiters, they can carry the load. They can carry the load. So I can continue to win championships going all the way to the end of my career. Like, how great is that? I can be what Kareem was at the end of his career. Kareem goes, Magic Johnson takes over, Kareem becomes the number two. However, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is still able to contribute and help his team win. That's not going to happen in Miami. It's not going to happen. Miami doesn't have any of those elements. So if you're LeBron and you stay in Miami, you're almost biting off your nose to spite your face. Because you may win for the next couple of years, but after that, winning's over. That's a bad basketball team in a couple of years. You know, and sure, Kevin Durant will come to mind. Maybe he will, but maybe he won't. There's only one Kevin Durant. There's only one LeBron. There's only one Melo. There's only one of these top-tier, upper echelon superstar guys. And all these superstar guys, most of them want to get paid. So you either have to sign them to max contracts or you got to trade to get those guys. But like I said before, Miami doesn't have the assets to trade to get those guys. So if those guys get the free agencies like Carmelo, you got to be able to sign them straight up. But like I said before, LeBron's not committing, so it's hard to sign those guys. And then if you want LeBron to commit now, you want LeBron to essentially commit in faith that in 2 years when his skills start to dwindle, you will get him Kevin Durant. You will get him Russell Westbrook. You will get him, you know, well, Kevin Love will be gone by then. You will get him Anthony Davis. You will get him Paul George. You will get those guys. That's a lot of faith LeBron has to have in you. That's a lot of faith. So far, Pat Riley hasn't done it. Hasn't done it. I take that back. He did it for Dwayne Wade. He did it for Dwayne Wade. But Dwayne Wade did not commit to the Heat until him and Bosch were already signed on. Also, Dwayne Wade put that team together, not Pat Riley. So you want LeBron to have a lot of faith in you. And it's tough to have that kind of faith when he doesn't have to have that kind of faith. He doesn't have to, because he can look in Cleveland. He can even look in Phoenix. And he can even look in Houston and say, they already got Dwight Howard. They already got Chandler Parsons. They already got James Harden. They already got those guys. Phoenix, they already got Goran Dragic. They already got them twins that may be able to play. They got Alex Len, who's been somewhat injured. They got, you know, guys. He can look at Cleveland and say, hold on. They got Wiggins. They got Deion Waiters. They got Kyrie Irving. And then if I get added in, I love Tristan Thompson. They got Varejao to be scrappy. Hold on. If I'm LeBron, I go to Cleveland. We got four number one picks on that team. If I'm LeBron and I go to Cleveland, I get to play in Cleveland. I get to make money that way, and I can still go to Miami. I can still do what I do. And you talk about being a billionaire athlete. Being in Cleveland puts you closer to being a billionaire athlete than not. And the only thing I have to give up is the idea that I may not win a title next year. Playing with Dwayne Wade, playing with Chris Bosh, that's all I have to give up to get what is possible in Cleveland. Huh. Seems like a good option. And when my career is over, I'm going to get a part of the team. Like, I'll be royalty, and I could go into my other ventures and things I want to do. Interesting. And that's, I believe, what I'm not going to say that I believe that's what he's doing, because I don't know what the hell he's doing. Dude, they like Akron. I really don't know what they're doing. But if I were him, those would be the things I'd be weighing out. How much can you guarantee yourself as far as it comes to winning? If you go to the Cavaliers, you guarantee yourself a much larger window, at least the next 6 to 7 years of winning, because Kyrie's under contract. You guarantee yourself at least the next 6 to 7 years. Wiggins is on a rookie deal. He's going to, you know, probably going to resign. They're going to max him out. So you guarantee yourself. The other thing, the Cavaliers spare no expense. The Cavaliers have no problem spending money, spending whatever it takes to keep guys there. Dan Gilbert got a whole bunch of money. I don't know where he got it from, but he got a whole bunch of money. I want Dan Gilbert investigated, as a matter of fact. How you get so much money in Detroit, and Detroit's a broke city? I want to know. Don't give me this Quicken Loans thing. I want to know how you got all that doggone money. He was going to give away $1 million to somebody that won NCAA tournament bracket. That was Dan Gilbert was going to do that, man. So I want to know how you got that money. But if you're LeBron, I believe those are the options you're weighing out. Now, to close it out, back to Miami. Let's say there's two options basically for Miami now. One, it seems like Chris Bosh leaves, LeBron stays. The second option is everybody comes back with Chris Bosh. And then the first option has this weird wrinkle of if Chris Bosh leaves, LeBron comes back, and then they sign Carmelo. Let's address that wrinkle first. The first option, Chris Bosh leaves, they sign Carmelo. How does that make the team better? Carmelo's going to want close to a max deal, right? So if Carmelo gets a max deal, you're talking about, you know, $20 million. The cap is about $60 million. So if Carmelo wants a max deal, that's $20 million. And LeBron gets his $20 million. Dwayne Wade gets his, what, 12 to 15. So let's say Dwayne gets, you know, $13 million. And we'll split it in half. That's 20-20, that's 40, that's $53 million. The salary cap is about 60. You got $7 million, but then you already got, what, $1 million committed to Shabazz Napier? So now you got $6 million left. You got Norris Cole's money. So let's say he's getting $1 million or whatever. You got $5 million left to sign. You got to have, what, 12 players, right? So you got $5 million left to sign 7 players? Because you have 5 guys in the contract. So you re-sign Udonis Haslam. You know, he'll play for a bucket of balls. Let's say he plays for $500,000. So now you got $4.5 million to fill out the rest of your roster. How the hell do you think you're going to beat the San Antonio Spurs with that kind of roster? How does that make them better? Now, if Chris Bosh were to leave and you don't get Carmelo and you fill in with some actual, some people that could play, I mean, maybe you do fill in with a Mr. Crazy Lance Stevenson, I should be on a webcam at all times. Maybe you do get him, you know, maybe you do get a sign and trade for Greg Monroe, you know, and now your roster looks more formidable and you just got younger by getting rid of Chris Bosh and essentially trading him away to another team, which is the only way they can really, you know, get younger if Chris Bosh leaves. But if you're Chris Bosh, it gotta be a lot of stuff go. First of all, I'm not leaving Miami unless you make me leave. You know, I mean, that's just it. I won my titles. I don't need to go to Houston. You know, I'd rather stay in Miami. But that's the first option. The second option is that everybody comes back. If everybody comes back, I actually think that's the best chance of winning. If everybody comes back, you know, you bring back a team that can get to the NBA Finals for the next 2 years and maybe have a little trouble getting to the conference final, and maybe you draw a team in the finals that you can win a championship against. You know, maybe you do draw, you know, the Rockets, you know, maybe you do draw, you know, Portland or something like that. You know, maybe you do. Funny things happen. Maybe you do. You know, maybe after those 2 years, you know, maybe you can trade Bosh. Maybe you can do something like that. Maybe Bosh takes less. Maybe he takes 15. Dwayne Wade takes 15. LeBron takes his 20. You know, now you got, what, 15, 15, that's 30, 40. You got 50. So now you got $10 million left. Maybe with that 10 after Napier and them, maybe then you got 7 left. Maybe you can add in, you know, some 3D league guys with some talent. I mean, I'm not sure. But for the Heat, I think that's the option that makes the most sense. Now, scratch that. The option that makes the most sense is Chris Bosh leaving and them signing guys that can play instead of Carmelo Anthony. The worst option is signing Carmelo Anthony. That is the worst option because that thing is going down in flames. I predict if the Miami Heat decide to let Chris Bosh go and they sign Carmelo to max and they sign LeBron to max and they get Dwayne Wade to come back, that team is not going to the NBA Finals, period. Not going to the NBA Finals. And you ask me, well, what teams are going to beat them? A lot of them. A lot of teams in the East will be able to beat the Miami Heat next year. And by a lot, I mean three will be able to beat the Miami Heat next year. The Washington Wizards could beat the Heat if that was their team. It'd be barbecue chicken down there. Thank you, Shaq. There'd be barbecue chicken. The Washington Wizards could beat the Heat. The Atlanta Hawks could actually beat the Heat. And it'd be interesting to see how they matched up even with the Raptors. I think that's the worst option. So, I don't know what the hell is happening. I've never seen a group of people love Akron so much. And, you know, Rich Paul, his agent, you know, it seems like he wants him to go to Cleveland. I would say LeBron has an ulterior motive, but I just don't know what this is getting him. Like, he could have whatever he wanted right now. He could have Cleveland. He could have Houston. He could have Phoenix. He could have Miami right now. So him waiting, I guess it gives the Miami Heat time to build the roster, but they can't build the roster without him committed, you know? And I feel like, you know, Pat Riley may have tied himself in a corner, you know? And the worst thing I guess he could have did, and maybe now it was his last desperate attempt to play on LeBron's emotion, was that silly press conference where he talked about LeBron and you got to have the guts to come back and you don't just walk out of the back door. I didn't come to Miami for a quick tan. No, you came to Miami after you left the Lakers and went to the Knicks. And then you left the Knicks and you didn't even have the decency to show up and say, hey, I'm leaving. You faxed in your resume. Then after that, you took over the team after Stan Van Gundy had it. You won a championship. So, yeah, you didn't have the guts to leave you know, Miami. But you did have the guts to fax your resume in. Thank you, Pat Riley. And maybe that was a desperate last attempt to play on LeBron's emotions. I don't know. He don't know. Who knows? But by Wednesday, if LeBron isn't committed to the Heat, I think he's leaving. And if he goes to Cleveland, I wonder how early I can order that bobblehead. Thanks, y'all, for listening to the show. Check out ComedicPros.com. Check out my website, CourtneyShaneWilliams.com. Follow me on Twitter, at Courtney Shane. Going to try to, you know, continue, you know, writing some pieces and whatnot during the summer. But it's getting pretty busy. If you're in Seattle, Washington, I have a show coming up August 3rd in Greenwood, Seattle. Definitely come out and check it out. It's on the Comedic Pros website. Thanks for listening to the show. I'll see you next time. Peace.